Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The college football experience, South Carolina Gamecock season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome to the college football experience, South Carolina Gamecock season preview. My name is Kobe Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. Woo! And we are talking South Carolina Gamecocks football. Look, it's been a crazy coming off of a bad year. But I mean, look, you had COVID. Obviously, Will Muschamp's era, you know, comes to a screeching halt as he gets canned, and then Mike Bobo was the interim head coach. They just had a bad season a season ago. They really did. I mean, I thought they could have beat Tennessee out the gate. I thought they played Florida decently well, and then they beat Vanderbilt and Auburn, and then the wheels just kind of fell off. But give me that Dundee music. Give me that Dundee music. All right. Because this is the South Carolina Gamecocks. Yes, Lou Holtz and Steve Spurrier have turned this program into something. Going back to the days of Steve Tannehill and Sterling Sharp, they've always had players. George Rogers back in the day. This has been a rich program, all right? And it can get back on track, and they're calling in Shane Beamer. Comes from a very, very strong lineage in the fact that you know, Frank Beamer, one of the greatest coaches in college football history, is his father. And Shane played at played for Virginia Tech from 95 to 99. Yes, he has zero head coaching experience, but you know, this is a guy that was with Spurrier at South Carolina from 2007 to 2010. So he's coached with the likes of Chan Gailey. He's seen Philip Fulmer. What's it called? Steve Spurrier. Then he bounced over Frank Beamer, his dad, obviously. Then he was at Georgia with Mark Richt, I believe, and then Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley. So he's got a long lineage. Let's see. I mean, he's never been a head coach. Always kind of been a special teams coach or a tight ends coach. defensive backs and linebackers at certain times and running backs, kind of everything, kind of everything. So maybe things can work out. He brings in Marcus Satterfield, I believe, from the Carolina Panthers to run that offense. It's going to be interesting to see how things work, shake out. I was not expecting that hire. I'll be honest, was not expecting that hire from South Carolina, but you know, I was also one that was kind of shocked with Dabo Swinney when they went, you know, he had no head coaching experience. So look how that turned out. And Swinney didn't have the lineage. I mean, this guy's been able to watch his dad and Bud Foster for a long, long time coach. So, I think year one though, stepping in, I don't know what to expect. You know, this is a team that probably you think is in rebuilding process, obviously year one, but at the same time, the SEC East is open. Yes, we know Georgia is going to dominate that thing. If I had to guess, I think Missouri and Florida are going to battle for number two. Maybe you can throw Kentucky in there, but yes, Florida's on another level based on recent history, but Missouri, it looked all right last year. I think Missouri's going to come up this year a little bit, but it wouldn't surprise me if South Carolina was able to beat the likes of a Vanderbilt, a Tennessee, you know, perhaps a Kentucky or Missouri. It would not shock me there. I do think Missouri's ahead of them. I think Kentucky's slightly ahead of them, but I think they're going to be neck and neck with Tennessee right now. And if anything, I might even give them an edge because of the scandal and things going off down in Rocky Top. So, and I, they're definitely better than Vanderbilt right now. So call me crazy, but I think that's a decent play. Now they get A&M every year in the cross division. We'll go through the schedule as well, but I think they should be somewhat a player to make a bowl. At least we'll get into it though, but because I think a lot of it's going to depend on the quarterback situation. I hit on Marcus Satterfield, the OC, and see how that works out. But Kevin Harris, this is one fact. They have an awesome running back. Loved watching this kid play last year. Really think he's one of the best running backs in the country. If you get a chance, guys, if you're not a Gamecock fan, check out Kevin Harris, and he'll be running behind, you know, a decently experienced offensive line. Three of the five returning, and the other two upperclassmen. The whole right side of the O line is back, essentially. That is key, but really, they're going to need to be able to throw the ball. And Luke Dottie, who was, I believe, a top 100 recruit quarterback wise, who got a little bit of burn last year. I think they're going to go as he goes. I'm assuming he's going to get the starting nod. I mean, I guess there's a chance they could go with the FCS transfer, Jason Brown, who transferred in from St. Francis. Maybe they go with Jason Brown. But the receiving position, they're going to just need to get the ball in the air some. All right. And if it's Jason Brown, he has his tight end, EJ Jenkins, transferring in as well from St. Francis. So perhaps there's some continuity there. But regardless, the receiving position makes you scratch your head a little bit. Their top leading wideout had just 11 catches the season ago. But look, I've said this all offseason or every year on the offseason that if your weakest position is wide receiver, I think that's a good situation. Obviously you want to have playmakers, but maybe they go two tight end set. Maybe they go with EJ Jenkins and Nick Muse. He's back, another tight end. The receiving spot, I'm assuming what Jalen Brooks or I'm assuming they're going to go with him. Maybe Joyner as well. EJ Jenkins, I hit on. I think he could be a pivotal player. I'm Marine Brown. Maybe it's hard to really Rico Powers. I don't know at the wide receiver spot what they will go with, but I will say this. I think they're going to need to just be able to pass a little bit to get Kevin Harris going. I think he's a stud running back. He could be the anchor of your team, especially when you're starting a freshman quarterback. If you can get a good ground game, go play action, some make Dottie feel comfortable. If they go with him, going to be something to watch. They were 98th in scoring offense a season ago, 60th in rushing offense, 104th in passing offense, 96th in total offense. Now these are all with Muschamp and Bobo, which was interesting because Bobo brought in his Bobo came over from Colorado State, was previously the head coach to run the offense for the Gamecocks a season ago, and he brought in Colin Hill, and they had Colin Hill and Halinski and Dottie. pretty deep in the quarterback room a season ago, but they struggled passing the ball. And it appears with that, with not knowing the receiving situation, that may happen again. But I do like the thing. Just let Dottie. I've start Dottie. I mean, I have nothing against Jason Brown. Maybe he's good. But I just think, man, this is your first year coach. You're not expected to do well. Why not just get the quarterback some reps and see if you can see if you can improve week by week? Defensively, they return four starters on the entire defense, but three of four back on the defensive line, and they're bringing in Georgia State transfer Jordan Strahan. This guy was a beast with the Panthers last year. What honestly, like if you had a chance to watch any Sun Belt football, you would know his name. So the D line actually is going to be the strong suit of probably the whole team. Run game, I guess, and D line. They're going to run a 4-2-5. The new DC is Clayton White. Breaking in new linebackers and just one of five back in the secondary. But then again, they were the 105th scoring defense in the nation last year, 95th in run defense, 97 in pass defense, yardage wise, 105th overall. You can only go up, really, right? I mean, I guess you could fall back, but they had an all SEC schedule a season ago. I'm going to make a case in a minute why I think they will be vastly improved, besides the fact that, you know, Beamer's coached with the legendary Bud Foster, friend of the program, Bud Foster. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting year. I think they're kind of like one of these teams that you can forget about. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm just saying like, sometimes you just think you're looking at the college football landscape. There's all this compelling stories in the SEC, obviously adding Texas and Oklahoma, but then, you know, Tennessee goes out and gets Danny White, the AD from UCF who brings in Josh Heupel. Kentucky goes and gets that passing quarterback that they clearly needed a season ago. Vanderbilt goes Old Faithful Clark Lee, which is somewhat, you know, I feel like is in the Shane Beamer category here, where you kind of all the other storylines going into the SEC traditionally, I think. Perhaps we'd be talking about these two teams more, but Mississippi, Leach and Kiffin steals attention. Coach O, can he find his mojo again? Obviously, Saban, the dynasty. Kirby Smart, this is Georgia's year to get over the top. Eli Drinkwitz, great first year and a nice schedule to set up year two. And Mullen, you know, got Florida in the right direction. So I think that's easy to forget about what's going on here, and especially with Harsin joining Auburn and stuff, A&M college football invitational talk, but Shane Beamer, kind of a hire out of left field. I thought maybe he'll surprise. The win total in Vegas is 4, which is somewhat shocking because you just think, man, in the SEC East, I just rattled off four games within the, do I think Missouri and Kentucky are above South Carolina? Sure. But would it shock me if South Carolina beat them? Not really. Maybe Missouri a tiny bit, but I think they could beat Kentucky. So you let, hey, can just in the SEC, Kentucky, Vandy, Tennessee, those are winnable games. Even Missouri's a winnable game. Wouldn't surprise me. Would not surprise me, but let's get to the schedule here. Let's break it down here. Win total at 4. Week one, they get Eastern Illinois. This is one of those games where you scratch your head and say, why is this game happening? I mean, I don't know if people don't, or if you're not familiar in the FCS, Eastern Illinois is one of the worst teams in the FCS. They really have no place playing this game. I mean, it's really, I get it. You want to get yourself a win. But at least play if you dropped Eastern Illinois in Division II, they'd probably be 500. Probably, maybe even below. So this is not a contest. So that if you're taking the over, you're loving week one. Week two, they're going to Greenville, North Carolina to take on East Carolina, my East Carolina Pirates. I think Carolina won the last time they played by 5, 20-15, 3 or 4 years ago in Scotty Montgomery's first season. I mean, you got to like the chances of an SEC school against an AAC school, but it is dangerous going to Greenville. I do believe they're 1-1 going to Greenville the last 30 years. But I think, you know, this is a tricky game that Greenville can get lit and will get lit, especially this is the first home game in Greenville after COVID. I think Carolina will be favored. South Carolina, that is, will be favored. I think it's a dangerous game, but you know, I'm an ECU guy, so I got to call for the upset, but hey, let's play devil's advocate here. Let's say South Carolina opens up 2-0. They do have back-to-back away. They go at Greenville, North Carolina, then at Georgia. They will lose at Georgia, even though I think the last time they played there, they pulled off a heck of an upset. So then 2-1, home to Kentucky. Circle this one, guys. Circle this one, because if you're a Gamecock fan, if you're able to get this win, I think you circle the ECU game out of conference. You circle the Kentucky game. I think they're the most important games on the season for you to hit this over, and probably for you to go bowling. If you are able, this is in Columbia. You beat Auburn in Columbia last year. Why couldn't you beat Kentucky? You win that, you're 3-1, and then the very next week you're welcoming in Troy. Troy, I think, is a solid Sun Belt team. They were 5-7 a season ago, but a lot of close losses. I think they're better than their record indicates. But you can beat Troy. And you could be 4-1 out the gate. And then after that, you're at Tennessee. That's a winnable game. 5-1. Then home to Vanderbilt. You can make a case you open up 6-1 and you're bowl eligible. Now the remaining part of your schedule after that, at Texas A&M, loss. Home to Florida, loss. At Missouri, probably a loss. Home to Auburn. You beat them last year, but probably a loss. And then home to Clemson, 6-6, right? Maybe you pull an upset against Auburn again, 7-5. I think that's best case scenario for Shane Beamer year one. I got them losing to ECU. Maybe it's because I'm an ECU guy. Probably is. But so Eastern Illinois 1-0, ECU, I got them losing. At Georgia, losing. 1-2, home to Kentucky. I'm gonna go 1-3. But maybe you beat ECU. Maybe you'd be sitting at 2-2. I think you beat Troy. I think you probably lose to Tennessee, but I mean, that's a 50-50 game. I'm only doing that. I'm only giving it to Tennessee because it's in Rocky Top. But I'm going to make a case. I think that there's decent value in this play. I think there's decent value in this play because I think you'll be favored in these games. Eastern Illinois, East Carolina, Troy, that's 3, Vanderbilt, 4. And I think there's a solid chance you go 4-0 or 3-1 there. And then you add in some of these 50-50 games like Kentucky, like Tennessee in Knoxville, like really Auburn. I mean, you beat them last year in a horrible season. Why not? Why not? So I'm gonna lean over here. I know it seems like I'm going on a lot of overs this year. I find myself like, why am I taking the over on all these? But I think you got to lean over here. The SEC East is wide open. I think it's more likely that they win 5 games than 3. I really do. Worst comes to worst, you get your money back if they go 4-8, right? I just can't see. They got to win more than 3 games. They got to win more than 3 games. It'll be interesting to watch, but I think it's a solid play. I actually think I don't know. It'll crack my top 10. We'll release that episode in a couple of weeks here, but I think it's a solid play to take the over in the Gamecocks in 4. All right, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe because we are breaking down all 130 FBS college football teams, a podcast for every single team in the FBS. And we'll probably have some FCS and we have some 2.0 FBS ones out there like Boise State and Liberty right now. But no, I think you take the over. I think it makes a lot of sense. So yes, put that money there. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Frank Martin, it wasn't that long ago that Frank Martin had South Carolina in the Final Four. It's been a rocky road since, but I think this year the Gamecocks could be flying a bit under the radar in the SEC, although the SEC in basketball, you know, kind of, turning into a really solid conference for this upcoming year. I mean, you look at the likes of Auburn, Bama, Arkansas, Kentucky. I think Kentucky will be back. And Frank Martin could be back as well. He's a proven winner. So subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We're talking college basketball year round over there, and we're talking college football year round over here. So subscribe, tell a friend, me and my co-hosts that are normally with me, Patty C and NC Nick. We are over 500 picking every single Division I college football and college basketball game for the past 4 years. I mean, we've only done it 4 years, guys. So since we ever started doing this, actually keeping track of our picks, been over 500 each and every year for each individual sport, and obviously as a collective, but also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that via or for free via the SGPN app, which you can download for free in the App Store and Google Play Store, and you'll get all of our picks, all of our podcasts. We had some great guests on in the past week or two with Mike Leach and Phil Steele. Randy Cross, Super Bowl champ Randy Cross, and Super Bowl champ Jim McMahon hopped on. Had Larry the Cable Guy on the show. He's a big time Nebraska football fan. We were talking Nebraska with Larry. So check out all those. You get all those for free in the SGPN app. So download that thing. I think you'll really enjoy it, and you'll get all of our content. Go right now. Top 10 hardest schedules. That article's out. We got NC Nick writing a ton of great articles about win totals for each college football conference, each NFL conference. We got you covered on the college, on the SGPN app and the College Football Experience. So check that out. But check us out. If you download the SGPN app, here's a great opportunity for you. Huh? You're already going to get it, 'cause you're getting all this great content, which is free. If you could just give us a 5-star review on that app and say some nice things about us, we'd certainly appreciate it. We give you all this stuff for free. And, if you do, take a screenshot of your review, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. Give me a follow and show me that review, that screenshot essentially, and I will send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. Yes, pretty great deal going on here. Brand new t-shirt. Promise it hasn't been worn by my uncle. So do that at the Colby D. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at DSGP Network. Follow all of them and make sure you check out this. Sometimes work won't let you check out some of the sites you want to go on, sports related wise. I don't know what else you want to go on, but sometimes you want to go check out a site and it's blocking you, right? Well, we got the quarterback sneak. First, if you download the SGPN app, that's one way to get around it. The other one is Slack. Yes, the Slack channel. Download the Slack app and go to the Sports Gambling Podcast channel there. I think you'll really enjoy it as we talk basically every sport year round. All of us, all of our writers, it's like a house party of people that know and want to talk sports year round. I think you'll enjoy it. So do that. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, South Carolina style. Take the over and cash that bad boy in. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.